Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. We really appreciate all the wonderful things that you're doing for your community, that's for sure. Joining us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we have Bill Lonergan, president of the Kentucky AFL-CIO. Bill, welcome back. Oh, no. Bill has been attacked by the Philly cheesesteak.
Sorry, hold on. Here I am, Charles.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, great to be here in Pennsylvania, Charles, the National Convention.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate it. First of all, you know, it's hot up here in Pennsylvania, probably not as hot as it was in Kentucky, but first off, how's the weather going?
Oh, it's hot and a little breezy out here. We're all heading into the convention center here, the Wells Fargo Center. Thousands and thousands of people here showing up for the Horace Historic Convention. So a little hot and humid, but seems like spirits are high here, Charles.
Absolutely. And what are you expecting to see over the next 48 to 72 hours, Bill?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of great speakers, the nomination of Hillary Clinton. I'm sure we're going to hear from Senator Sanders. They've got a great lineup of speakers coming in, and we got a lot of excitement. And I think, a positive angle on what's going on and trying to get people focused on, being successful here in November to save our country.
There you go. Bill, are you seeing any of our friends from the formerly supporters of Bernie? And if so, what are they saying? Are they going to jump on board with Hillary Clinton, or is it Trump all the way?
Well, I don't think it's Trump all the way. I certainly see some Bernie supporters here, no doubt. And, of course, he, did a great job here bringing a lot of issues to the fore and changed a lot of what went on with the party platform, which was, very positive for working people. And, Bernie deserves a lot of credit for all the work he's done and all the activity he's brought and all the action and the excitement and a lot of more younger folks engaged in the process now as a result of Bernie's candidacy. It remains to be seen how that'll play out here at the convention. But, we expect it to be done in a, hopefully in a very positive way and give everybody a chance to, voice their opinions and have a opportunity to, get on board with the candidate when it's all, said and done here.
Well, there you go. Are you a delegate from Kentucky, Bill, for the AFL?
No, I'm actually not a delegate at this convention, Charles. We figured we'd let some other folks come on board and be delegates. And right now I'm, be working with the AFL-CIO and some other folks to help coordinate the efforts here to, make sure everything runs smoothly. And we've been, doing a lot of the legwork and logistics here. And it's been, very exciting and a lot of hard work. But you can see that... it'll pay off and we'll have a great convention, it looks like. And, hopefully it'll contrast very, very clearly with what we saw at the Republican convention in Cleveland, where it was a lot of, negativity, shall we say, across the board. We're hoping to have ourselves a positive convention, a convention that, shows the American people that there's, folks that care and care about other people. And want to do the right thing for America. And that's what we're going to try and do here, Charles.
Absolutely. Bill, what have you seen so far? Anything surprising?
No, not particularly, Charles. It's just, getting things moving here. As things roll along, we've, just showed up here at the convention center and it's, it's hopping with people and, it's going to be a jam-packed crowd and hopefully an enthusiastic and positive crowd that we'll have here. But I didn't see anything so far that really stuck out as, anything to be noticeable. We did have the announcement that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was going to resign as the party chair and after the convention, and that was probably the biggest news, I'll say, that came out so far in regards to this convention. And, that's, the way things happen, and hopefully, they'll have somebody that'll come in and pick the ball up.
There you go. I understand that Donna Rice has been picked to do that.
Who is that?
Never mind. I got the wrong name.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a sound like a blast from the past there.
Yeah. So, in any case, I think they may have gotten somebody to step in and take care of that. That's for sure. But Bill, how long are you going to be there for the entire convention?
Yeah, we'll be here all week. There's so much going on, and a lot of things that we're going to do to try to make it run smoothly, and make sure everybody knows what's going on, and make sure everybody has not only an enjoyable convention, but one that, like I say, is positive and that shows unity for the party and gets our folks motivated to get out here and get our candidates elected in November. So, we're just looking for a time that is reflected here of what's going on in our country and make sure that folks understand how important it is to get out and vote and vote for candidates that are going to stand with working people. And that's what we're all about, Charles.
There you go. Now, I realized that I had a senior moment. I meant to say Donna Brazil. I'm not sure where I'm at with that one today. But forgive me, folks. It's one of those moments. But so in any case, looking forward to hearing Michelle Obama's speech tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure are. And I'm quite sure it'll be a great speech. And, hopefully one that she right by herself and have a good speech here to get people motivated and engaged.
Ow. Yeah, well, if she gets to it first, it's hers, right?
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. I think she did the first time, I guess, too.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, anything else that we should know about while you're in Philadelphia?
Well, just so that we've got a great deal of union members and representatives here, and Charles, the unions in Philadelphia have been unbelievable here to help this convention along. Work their tails off to make sure all the staging and all the lighting and all the sound and everything that goes into this massive effort here goes well and it goes smoothly. Charles, we have good local unions here just pitching in like incredible to try to make sure that their city was reflected well on, as well as the labor movement, and to have a successful convention and working towards that goal. I just want to say how much I appreciate, the work that's been done. The IBEW has been unbelievable here in Philadelphia and so many other unions to make this thing come together the way it is. So without the union movement and without all the volunteers that come with it, a lot of this stuff just wouldn't happen. And we're going to see a smooth and very positive convention, Charles, as a result.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, it's always a pleasure. I know that you're busy. I know that you're trying to get set up and everything. So any final words for us today?
Well, the final word is, Charles, I hope people watch the convention. I hope they actually see on TV, the positive nature of this event and get out here and recognize the difference between these candidates and vote their own interest as working people should do. To make sure that we keep our country going in the right direction here and not get sidetracked by a bunch of negative rhetoric and a whole bunch of other negative stuff that will affect working people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, meantime, Bill, thank you very much for being with us today. It's exciting. We'll probably call you about 4 or 5 times tomorrow.
That'll be fine, Charles. Call me anytime. And if I can get away from working it, I'll get on the phone with you and encourage folks to tune in and watch this convention and make sure that they understand the difference between these candidates, Charles.
Absolutely. We'll be able to pick you out of the crowd because you'll be the guy with the sign, right?
Just the one, yeah.
Just the one. In the meantime, yeah. Bill, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Charles. Have a great day.
Thank you. It was Bill Lonergan, president of Kentucky AFL-CIO, down in Philadelphia. I got to say, he's going to have some fun, but it's good to know that people like that are there. In the meantime, I am Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.